Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, as RJ said last segment, Mary and I are about to take you out to Colorado Springs, a place sometimes called Little London, for Destination Spotlight number 72 in our ongoing series. A place located in the 38th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1876, known as the Centennial State. But first, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And right now, Travel Pro is offering listeners of this show a spring break luggage special. Buy one check-in bag of any type and get a matching carry-on for 50% off plus free shipping. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series. And one of the most important items we always say that helps ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
And we certainly do say that. And it's also the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, folks, for its durability and because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get the spring break specials Mary just talked about at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now it's time to head to Colorado Springs and visit with their CIO, Amy Long.
Amy, Mary, and I welcome you to America's number one travel radio show. Thanks for joining us as we spotlight Colorado Springs.
It's great to be talking to you from Olympic City, USA.
Well, it's certainly nice to have you with us today. And listen, when I think of Colorado Springs, I actually think of a piece of that red sandstone that we have actually in our house, and I got when I was out there. Of course, I also think of the Broadmoor Resort. It's such a draw to the area. Even though you're only about an hour south of Denver, I've always found your city has really just such a different vibe. So what do you enjoy about living there, and what do you think makes it so popular with travelers?
Oh, great question. I do love living here. I've been here 26 years now. And the thing that really makes Colorado Springs stand out is we have a great city, great urban amenities, but we have such close accessibility to the great outdoors. You know, the wide open spaces, the parks, the trails, the national forest. You can be at the airport and get to a trail in 10 to 20 minutes. You can be at your house and then feel like you're in the middle of the wilderness in 5 to 10 minutes. It's just fantastic. There's just endless number of things to do and stunning natural beauty.
A great way to describe it. So, Amy, Robert did mention the sandstone, and a great place to experience it is the Garden of Gods, of course. So I'd like you to talk a little bit about the Garden of Gods. And then America's Mountain Pikes Peak, we definitely want to fit in here. So just give us a few tidbits about both of those places.
Yeah, I live just a few miles north of Garden of the Gods Park, and it's one of my favorite places to go. And it's a city-owned park. It's free to get in, and it's got Pikes Peak and the foothills as a stunning background. And there's just so much to do and see. There's a number of beautiful rock formations, and the iron content in the rock is what gives it its beautiful red colors. Especially beautiful if you can catch it in the morning with the pink light of dawn or the dramatic shadows of the afternoon. You can drive through the park, lots of places to picnic and get out and walk around. Great hiking trails, paved trails, horseback riding. You can take a tour on a Segway or a bike or a trolley. And it's just spectacular year-round, and you just see something different every time. It's quite a large park, so even when it's full of a lot of folks, you really can spread out and feel like you're,
well, that's well described.
Again, out in nature.
It really is.
And I do want to mention Colorado Springs is home to the U.S. Air Force Academy, but also the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Museum. We actually featured them on the show last August. They had just opened. They were in our museum gallery. And I hear they've been well received. So how are they doing?
Yes, they recently were named the number one new attraction in 2020 by a poll from USA Today. And it is a unique experience. You take an elevator to the top, you move through the galleries in a story arc, so everybody kind of has the same pathway, but everybody has a unique experience. You get to tell them when you get there, what's your hometown? What's your favorite winter and summer sport? Who are your favorite athletes that are Olympians or Paralympians? And that's all captured on your RFID credentials that you get. So as you walk up to the displays, it says, "Hi, Amy." It literally says that on the screen. And then it gives you information about swimming, if that's what you want to know about. It tells you who's from your hometown back in Northern Virginia. And then it saves it all to your locker, and you can log into their website later and read more about the things that you saw. Very interactive.
It's a place we're looking forward to coming out. We have not experienced that and seeing that firsthand. But I have a real quick question, then I want to get to our last question. You know, I'm just curious. You've got a really vibrant arts community out there in Colorado Springs, if folks don't know. Is the Commonweal Artist Co-op still there offering creations from local artists?
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Commonweal is a great place. We have another one in downtown Colorado Springs called Cottonwood Center for the Arts. But, yeah, it's just great when artists can get together and you can go in and just see things from so many different creative folks.
Yeah, that's a place that folks have to hit. But, all right, so last question for us. We only have about 10 seconds on this, and we haven't even mentioned some of the great ski areas, and I know you've got a major snowstorm going on out there. But share with us something surprising or an interesting fact about Colorado Springs you think will entice people to come visit.
Okay, when you come out here at the summit of Pikes Peak at our new visitor center up there, you have to have one of their high-altitude donuts. They are sublime.
Oh, well,
high-altitude donuts.
Love that.
How
something
cool.
For us to do.
Yep.
We've got two things. Amy, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it. Folks, you can find out more at visitcos.com.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, Colorado Springs, that is Destination Spotlight number 72 in the ongoing series. You can find them all on our website. As we quickly approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, that's it for Hour 1 of the program this week. We've got another hour straight ahead, so we'll all be back with you for Hour 2, another 60 minutes of the show. Don't go anywhere or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.